for joining us for the latest episode in SIFMA's DEI podcast series. I am Jenny Jacoby, Managing Director and Associate General Counsel at SIFMA. Today, I'm speaking with Chance Mims, founder and CEO of Academy Securities, about their firm's commitment to diversity, equity, and inclusion, and efforts to empower military veterans in the financial services industry. Welcome, Chance. Thanks for joining me.
Yeah, thank you, Jenny. Thanks for having me on today.
So, Chance, before we dive into our discussion, could you share with us a little about your military career in the Navy, as well as what propelled you to start Academy Securities in 2009?
Yeah, absolutely. You know, really the founding of our firm actually goes all the way back to the United States Naval Academy, where I was a student at. I was an economics major and took a trip up to New York City for the first time and got to see Wall Street as part of a kind of an economics department field trip. Got to see the New York Stock Exchange, got to go to a lot of the bulge bracket banks. And I was just absolutely enamored with the capital markets and how the world work around finance. You know, so it was something that just always caught my interest, you know. And then, you know, I graduated from the Naval Academy and I have a commitment to go into the Navy. And I end up being on serving on ships and was a navigator on a guided missile destroyer. Most of the ships, when we deployed, we ended up in the Persian Gulf, and at the time we'd be enforcing UN sanctions against Iraq, so sitting off the coast of Iraq. I happened to be there right when 9/11 happened, you know, sitting a few miles off the coast of Iraq. From there, we ended up going off the coast of Pakistan and took part in Operation Enduring Freedom, shot Tomahawks into Afghanistan. You know, literally the first shots going in there, you know, and then from there, you know, I went home, you know, the brave men and women from there that, you know, the real heroes are the people on the ground and went in to take care of business. You know, and then I ultimately made a decision to get out of the military, mostly around family, you know, being gone from family a long period of times. I decided that it was best for me to go ahead and transition out. And, you know, I went right into being an entrepreneur. You know, started a real estate business in San Diego, you know, and then you had the Great Recession, 2008, and you saw this consolidation of big banks in the marketplace. And at the time, same time, you also had, you know, a lot of military veterans that were unemployed, you know, post 9/11 military veterans like myself. So I'm veterans involved in Iraq and Afghanistan, 37% unemployment rate at that time. And, you know, you know, I saw that as really kind of the perfect storm. You know, you saw an opportunity to take, you know, individuals on Wall Street because there was that consolidation and then this great talent pool of military veterans. And ultimately went in, decided to start a business around that and had that tie into, you know, wanting to do something on Wall Street from that field trip back to the Naval Academy.
Wow. That is an incredible career path and story. And thank you for your service, Chance, first and foremost. So you mentioned a little bit about the post 9/11 timing. So just curious, as the first post 9/11 veteran owned and operated investment bank in the United States, which is amazing, can you share with us Academy Securities' social mission to combat veteran unemployment, which you mentioned was a huge issue, right?
Yeah, no, absolutely. And so it goes back to that time period with this, you know, unusually high unemployment rate, you know, 37% plus. You know, that was the social mission, going and looking at and employing those individuals. And, you know, for us, it's personal. You know, these are the men and women we serve with, and providing meaningful employment for those individuals is very personal to us. And we also believe that, you know, providing employment to a military veteran solves a lot of the veteran issues, giving them a meaningful career, solves a lot of the veteran issues that we see in society today. And then you look at the military veteran itself and, you know, the military veteran brings a lot to the table. You know, the skill sets that a military veteran learns while they're in service, you know, the teamwork, the camaraderie. We're in financial services, a services industry, and that's what, you know, that's really what a military veteran signs up in the military. It's about that service. It's about the man or the woman to the left or right of him. It's about being part of something bigger than himself, the mission, the purpose. And, you know, so we saw that as, you know, hey, this is the right thing to do. You know, there's a problem right now with this unemployment, but it's also the smart thing to do. And so as the entrepreneur in me, we saw why there's these great skill sets to bring a military veteran into the private sector.
Wow. So Chance, as an industry, we talk a lot about this, and we really strive to advance our commitment to improving diversity, equity, and inclusion efforts, whether it be through better recruitment strategies, training, or creating more diversity in leadership roles. It's a very tall order, but our industry is up for the challenge, right? What is your definition of inclusion in financial services? And what is Academy Securities doing to create a more inclusive environment for veterans and also other underrepresented groups?
Yeah, if, I mean, really, if you look at, you know, how we look at inclusion, it's really giving individuals the opportunity that those individuals wouldn't normally get the opportunity. I mean, if you look at the military, you know, the military is a very diverse organization. In fact, it's one of the most diverse organizations on the face of the planet. So we see the military as an extension of the diversity space. So what we've focused on is finding the non-traditional Wall Street pedigree, someone with that doesn't usually get hired at a bigger bank. And we seek those people out because it, you know, we see that the skill sets that they have do translate over very well in financial services. You know, an individual who wants to be part of a team with purpose and mission and has that natural teamwork ability and the grit it takes to be in the military. And so we see those as diamonds in the rough. We see those as individuals that are you know, that we see that can plug in very well. You know, and given that the military is a very diverse organization, you know, that transcends into diversity. You know, giving individuals that may not have had the opportunity to have the education you see on Wall Street, we like those individuals because we know that they're fighters, they're competitive, they've overcome hurdles and obstacles in life, and they make great teammates.
That true grit, right? So 40% of your firm's staff is comprised of veterans, and we hear that you're striving to hire even more, which is incredible, including prioritizing female veterans and also spouses of veterans. So what are some of your recruitment strategies that you can share with us? And what would you recommend to other firms that want to hire more veterans and kind of follow the successful pattern that you all have laid out?
Yeah, absolutely. So I'm actually happy to report we're actually at 50% of our staff are now military vets. We've hired 14 military veterans over the past year. So very excited about that. You know, like you said, female veterans have been a priority to us. You know, you look at the military and that's historically that's been an underrepresented class inside the military. It's gotten a lot better since my time in the military. But so, you know, so we focus on female veterans and found a lot of value on bringing female vets to our team. And then we've seen those female veterans recruit other female veterans on our team. And I think that's, you know, that's very important. You know, getting a veteran involved in the entire process. So if you're at a firm where there's not many veterans out, having the veterans that are at your firm be involved in the whole process really sets it up for success. You know, that you need that both for on the hiring side, but you also need it on the mentoring side because you're coming from a completely different culture in the military into the private sector, you know, and having that veteran mentor along the way, and that veteran to help in the hiring process and screen and translate over the skill sets is very important. You know, and then, you know, for a firm, you know, you take this individual that, you know, that comes from this culture of service, you know, to come, you know, the best of the military culture as a way for you to improve your firm from the inside out. And that, you know, any firm can benefit from that. And it's something that, you know, every firm should be investing in.
Absolutely. So, Chance, Academy Securities clearly has a lot of expertise in the field. And so, I'm wondering if you could share with us how some of the larger Wall Street firms might partner with you all generally, and then also with respect to their military affinity programs.
Yeah, absolutely. I mean, you know, first and foremost, you know, really want to express our gratitude to Wall Street and large firms. They really led, you know, the bulge bracket banks led the hiring initiative. You know, you go back following the economic downturn and this crazy unemployment rate. There was a lot of nonprofits that helped veterans out in the short term, but there was very few initiatives to hire veterans. And Wall Street did a great job. They came in, they answered the call. Along with corporate America. Corporate America did the same thing. Corporate America came in and said, "Hey, we're going to hire vets. We recognize the value from them." So the gratitude that we express for them, you know, is just great. We really appreciate what they've done. We work closely with the military affinity firms at the larger firms, as well as some of the corporations. That is something that's important, so we can share best practices, we can share resumes. And then you have organizations like, Veterans on Wall Street. This is a coalition of financial firms that have come together. This was actually co-founded by one of my classmates from the Naval Academy. And it's a powerful organization that shares, best practices and resumes. And they just came together in this, it started out just, as an unofficial coalition, and it's really grown to a large number of members. And any industry should be focused on that and bringing, what you can learn across industry. And then, our clients, our clients share in our social mission. And that's what makes this so much fun, is they actually are on board with our social mission, and we learn from each other. We have conversations with each other about, their hiring initiatives and what works well and what doesn't work well. And we do this constantly with our clients, who share in that social mission.
That's terrific. And it sounds like a model that can be replicated throughout DEI efforts, right?
Absolutely.
So Chance, we've talked about that true grit, that X factor that veterans have, but we haven't necessarily talked about the challenges that one might face when they come home. And one of those challenges in starting a civilian career, right, is a general lack of awareness by employers regarding those unique skill sets and transferable skills. How can the financial services industry better leverage the cultural value and unique expertise that veterans can add to their firms?
And I think all the great things have been done. I think that the two biggest issues that are still out there for vets when it comes to employment is the underemployment of veterans. So not matching up a veteran's skill sets with what they're good at, and being in a position where they're underemployed. And then the turnover that you see from a first, veteran entering to their first job in the private sector. So those are two issues that aren't easy to solve. We've got, I think corporate America, I think Wall Street has gotten better at it, but it goes back to what we talked about earlier. I think getting veterans involved in the entire process inside your firm is so important from the very beginning, to translate over what the skills that they learned and did, and their track record in the military, and how that translates over to the private sector. So having a veteran involved in that, and then also having a veteran involved once they get inside the firm, that they're there to mentor them and let them, because the culture is different, and help them kind of transition into this new culture that they're in. And going back to VALS, Veterans on Wall Street, the continual sharing of best practices. That's an ongoing thing. This is not binary. We're not going to all of a sudden just get this all right. This is an ongoing process where we continually improve.
Absolutely. So Chance, your firm also offers a unique array of services, including insights from your geopolitical intelligence group, which sounds incredibly fascinating, and I would love to hear more about that. But also, how does a strong commitment to DEI efforts, coupled with those military backgrounds that we were talking about, sort of benefit the clients that you serve more specifically?
Yeah, absolutely. So, this is what I'm most excited about. It's one of the value adds we provide in the marketplace is our geopolitical intelligence group, which is made up of 17 former admirals and generals and one NASA astronaut. And we connect what goes on around the world, and how that affects the financial services and capital markets. And we've become the best in the world at that. This is something that, that's been, no shortage of content. There's a lot going on in the world. And so, that I think that's where a lot of small firms kind of fall short, is they try to replicate what the big firms do. You got to find a niche and be additive to what the big firms do. And this is, that's how we do our geopolitical intelligence group. So that adds value. And by the way, that group itself is a very diverse group of individuals, just given, looking at their backgrounds, which adds, additional value. But that, I think, our clients like to see, the authenticity that our firm brings. That, we are really military veterans. We're owned and operated by military veterans. We represent the demographic. We're completely independent, and they can see that impact. The hiring that we do inside of our firm, and they see how that helps DEI initiatives. Coupled with, hey, you got to add value. You're a small firm competing in a big firm space. You got to add value. But you also got to set the example with that authenticity and the impact that your DEI initiatives have.
So, Chance, looking toward the future, where are the next opportunities to include more veterans in the financial services industry? And what work is left to be done in the space?
Yeah, so another thing I'm happy to report, we launched a new firm called Academy Asset Management. So we're the nation's first post 9/11 institutional asset management company. Very fortunate to get an individual who is the former CIO of Northern Trust. You know, amazing track record in the space. You know, he sits alongside a West Point grad with some finance service and an Army officer background. So asset management is the next place. We're going to replicate exactly what we've done in the investment banking side of our business and hiring military vets. And I've got to watch just how incredible, military veterans are in the asset management space. I mean, the problem-solving skills that they have, that it's a great fit. And so I'm extremely excited to hire military veterans into the buy side, into the asset management. I think it's going to be they're going to add tremendous value. And then I would also add technology. Our industry is changing tremendously fast with new technology. And if you look at a military veteran, there's almost every single job you have, you touch some sort of technology. Military vets are great with technology. And so that's a, you know, if you're a fintech firm, if you're a Wall Street firm, looking for individuals inside the military, for technology jobs is a great place to look. So I could see that growing a lot. And then there's the continual, we talked about underemployment earlier, continually tackling that and figuring out ways to make sure we're pairing up military vets and they're getting rewarded for the skill sets they have that they bring over from the military. Now, that's an ongoing issue that, will get better.
Well, congratulations. That's very exciting. And I think that's a perfect segue to close out our conversation with a little piece of advice. So, if you could say one thing to veterans contemplating a career in the financial services industry, what would it be?
Well, I mean, I want to say a couple of things real fast. So, one
That's
thing would be you should be
fine.
absolutely excited as a military vet. I know it's nerve-wracking, not knowing what the next chapter looks like, but it's going to be incredible. You have a whole new journey that you're embarking on, and it's absolutely amazing. You should be excited. But we talked to thousands of military veterans and spent a lot of time with them, and we've learned a lot from transition military veterans, and we've gone through it ourselves. But first, it's a figure out for yourself: are you front office or back office? Every company has, different types of people. You need both those types of people, but there's front office and back office. You got to spend the time and looking at what industry you want to be in. Get out there and talk to as many people as you can, because you can spend a lot of time at work and you need to be passionate about what you do. A lot oftentimes that industry that drives geography, so that what industry you're in, set yourself up for success with the location that you're going to live in. And then looking at big firm and small firm, night and day, just like the military where you have special forces and they're small units, and then you have larger units, an aircraft carrier with lots of people on it. So, look at the pros and cons of both. And then, lastly, do a lot of due diligence on the team you're joined. As much as due diligence as they're doing on you, you have to do the due diligence on them because it has to be the right fit culturally. You can do everything else right. If you don't get the team right, then it's, not going to work out. So, but be excited. You got to, the next chapter and adventure is going to be great.
Fantastic, Chance. And that is good advice for all who are trying to join the industry or any industry. So another a great example of how veterans can sort of lay the groundwork and create a path for others to also follow. So thank you so much. It has been an honor and my privilege to speak with you today. So, to learn more, folks, about SIFMA's diversity, equity, and inclusion efforts, please visit sifma.org/diversity. Thank you to all of our listeners for tuning in, and we hope that you will join us for our next episode of the SIFMA podcast. Thank you.